President Bush has made building a strategic missile defense system the centerpiece of his defense policy. Mr. Bush wants the Pentagon to spend $8.3 billion on the program next year, a 60% increase opposed by many Democrats. Potential systems which would knock incoming ballistic missiles out of the sky are still being developed and tested. Russia, China, and many European allies have raised objections. Proceeding with the system tests requires the United States to walk away from the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty, which President Bush says is outdated.
Russia and the United States should work together to develop a new foundation for world peace and security in the 21st century. We should leave behind the constraints of an ABM treaty that perpetuates a relationship based on distrust and mutual vulnerability. This treaty ignores the fundamental breakthroughs in technology during the last 30 years. It prohibits us from exploring all options for defending against the threats that face us, our allies, and other countries.
We have two different views about missile defense. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is the chief Bush administration advocate for a missile defense system. In this commentary, Secretary Rumsfeld explains why he believes it is vital for U.S. security.
Whenever someone tells me that our country doesn't need a missile defense system, I think of the Scud missile attack in Dahran, Saudi Arabia, that killed 28 soldiers and wounded 99 others in what was clearly our worst engagement of the Gulf War. That was a decade ago. And since then, the threat to our country, to our deployed forces, and to our allies from ballistic missiles and weapons of mass destruction has grown steadily. Today, there are more missiles than ever before, and more countries that have missiles than ever before. Many of these countries and their leaders care little for their own populations. That is clear. They have shown that they have no qualms about using terror or blackmail against their neighbors. And they have no parliaments or free press to question a decision to use such weaponry or to moderate their actions. That is why President Bush is committed to deployment of a missile defense system. Missile defense in the years ahead will become a part of a new and comprehensive framework for peace and security that will reflect the threats of the 21st century. No longer are we threatened with thousands of missiles from the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union is gone. Instead, we are threatened by a smaller number of missiles from so-called rogue states. And to meet those threats, the Defense Department is conducting a robust research and development program to develop ballistic missile defenses. There will be a number of tests of various types over the next period of years. I'm convinced that these tests will demonstrate that missile defense is no longer a problem of invention, but rather a challenge of engineering. It's a challenge we intend to meet before any U.S. president is forced to confront a rogue state threatening to destroy a major city or our allies with nuclear missiles. I believe that future generations will look back at this time and see that we have acted wisely to protect America and to protect our allies and our men and women in uniform from this very real and growing threat. If we act responsibly and invest now, future leaders will have the ability to deter and defend our country. If we fail, we will have failed in the first and most critical responsibility of the federal government, to provide for the common defense.
The comments of U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.